Welcome to the Informed Pregnancy and Parenting Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Elliot Berlin, and today we're talking about cloth diapering with one of my favorite experts and friends, Renee Kennedy Powers.
Hi.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. You know a lot about cloth diapers. You started using cloth diapers in 2013 because your son was born highly allergic to disposable diapers. You learned about toxic substances found in disposable diapers and the environmental impact they have on our planet. And cloth diapering became not just a necessity for you, but a passion for
you. Yes, a big passion.
You have a boutique, Earth Baby Boutique, a gorgeous boutique, and LA's premier cloth diaper and eco boutique. You have a giant selection of brands and different styles of cloth diapering. It's overwhelming for someone to consider.
It's totally overwhelming.
And without having an expert in your pocket, it can be really hard to find the products and services that are best for you. So
exactly.
My hope today is that you can demystify some of this.
Yeah, let's break it down for them.
Break it down. Let's start by talking about those toxic chemicals that you found in the diapers that your son was allergic to.
Yeah, so basically, we tried 11 different brands of disposables, and he kept having issues. We ended up in the hospital, and eventually we ended up at USC, and we had a bunch of tests done, and we found out he was allergic to dioxin, which is a super harsh chemical. There's actually numerous dioxins in disposable diapers. And a dioxin is actually the main chemical that bleaches the diaper. So when you see the diapers and they're nice and white, they've been bleached.
Mm-hmm.
There's also dioxins in the sap chemical gel that absorbs the urine. And so basically the doctor told us that we had to cloth diaper him. All the brands we were trying, we were having the same result.
What would happen to him?
So basically his penis would turn gray, and it would literally turn gray. Like the skin would change its color, and he would get big open sores all over.
Oh my goodness.
And everywhere. Yeah. And it was crazy, and it was very painful. It didn't look like a diaper rash. It legit looked like big open wounds, and the skin just looked like, it almost looked like the skin was dying, if that makes any sense. And so it was really scary as a parent, you know, and then you see your child in pain. So I hear from this doctor, you need to consider cloth diapering him because he could have issues with his manhood later in life. So at that point, I'm like, what choice do I have? You know, I have to cloth diaper him. So I'm thinking cloth diapers, old flats hanging in the backyard on a pin, you know, with the clothespins like my grandma would do.
Right.
And I'm like, I live a really busy life. Like, how am I going to do this? And he's like, no, there's like new modern cloth diapers. And I was like, well, where do I go? You know, I want to learn about it. I want to see in touch. And he's like, well, that's the problem. There's really nowhere to go to see it. It's all online. So I went online and I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many styles and types and brands. And it was very, you know, overwhelming, and kind of discouraged me because I was like, what if I buy the wrong thing? Then it's expensive, you know? And so I did what I always do, and I went a little crazy, and I bought 125 diapers online, all different brands and types. Yep. I had boxes delivered to my house for like a month. My husband was like, oh my gosh, what are we doing here? And I just like took it over and learned about all the brands and all the styles and the different, you know, materials, if they're natural fiber or synthetic. And that was it. And then we started cloth diapering him. And everywhere we would go, people were like, what is your son wearing? And so I just started teaching people. And I found myself talking about cloth diapers all the time. And I was always on cloth diaper websites and going to events that were for babies and, you know, telling people about it. And then just one day, one of my good friends that I grew up with said, you know, you should really turn this into a business. You're teaching for free everywhere, you know, and it's definitely your passion. And she was like, you know, and you've worked in wholesale. I did high-end maternity sales for years before I opened my store.
Oh, so it's not too dissimilar.
Yeah, it's still baby industry. And she's like, you're great with retail. Like, why don't you open a store? And so I was like, I didn't go to college. I have no business background. And my husband's like, no, I think she's on to something. And he's like, you know, write a business plan. And if you get a loan, I'll build the store for you. And so
he's very handy.
He's very handy. Yeah, he loves to build and create projects. And he's not even in construction or anything, but that's what he likes to do on the side. And I keep giving him more projects.
Oh, great.
Sorry, honey.
he loves them.
He does like it, yeah. And so basically I was like, okay, I'm going to pacify my crazy husband and my crazy friend, and we're just going to write a business plan, and no bank is going to be crazy enough to give me a loan because I have no experience in owning a store. And so the first bank we went to gave me a loan in 2 hours.
Wow.
And so
because they liked your business plan, or
they loved the business plan, and there was definitely a market for it. Mm-hmm. And you know, here in LA, like, people are definitely becoming more eco-friendly, more green, more aware. And especially celebrities. I mean, they're really into that type of organic lifestyle. Obviously, they can afford it, so that helps. But it is becoming more, you know, available and affordable. And I was like, okay, let's do this. So we were open in 3 weeks.
Wow.
We built the store. My husband worked graveyards and would go straight from his graveyard shift to my store and would build.
Right.
And
he's a police officer.
He's a police officer. Okay. Yeah, for
not
CHP.
Actually working in graveyards.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So, and he would just go and he would build, and that was it. And then we opened, and here
in
we are almost
weeks?
5 years
I
later.
I remember when you opened it. Yeah. I thought you had been building that out for months.
No. He did a good job. It looked like it was built out for months.
And it's
beautiful. And it's held up for 5 years.
It's still
nothing
going strong?
Collapsed. We're good. Yeah.
I haven't been there in a little while. But
I know. You'll have to come visit. You won't believe how full it is now.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was already full.
Yeah. So, no, now it's really full. But yeah, so there's tons of chemicals in diapers, or, you know, in disposable diapers. And I mean, now that I do it and I teach it to so many people, people can't believe, you know, like the environment, for instance. We're throwing so much waste into the dumps. Actually, in LA, it's illegal to throw feces in a disposable diaper in the trash can, but no one mandates it. So if you look that up,
so you're supposed to empty it out
first? You're
supposed
to throw it in the trash can or flush it before. Or you're supposed to flush it and then throw the diaper in the trash can.
I mean, flush the contents.
Yes.
Like
exactly.
Shake it out?
Shake it out, rub it out, however you got to get it in the toilet. Or, mm-hmm. you know, get it in the toilet, flush it.
From
and
your
then,
disposable diaper.
Yes, from your disposable diaper.
And then put it in your
yes,
diaper.
Yes, we are
pail
not supposed
garbage.
To throw feces into the dumps.
Hmm.
Interesting, right?
Let's see.
That tells us something right there. I mean, but there's no one mandating it. We need like a mandator to go around. We could call it the police.
The police. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, environmentally.
To protect the dumps.
Yeah, exactly. Environmentally, it just makes sense. You know, it's so much better. There's no chemicals against your baby's skin, which was my number one thing. Also, it saves you so much money cloth diapering. My first son, we bought.
That's not what people automatically think.
No,
when
they
you
think
look
that
at
it's
cloth
more
diapering,
expensive.
You think that's the more costly
totally.
Option.
And initially, it's like, okay, you're going to pay a chunk of money because you're going to buy your stash of diapers, and then. You know, but you don't buy anymore. You buy them and you have them and you reuse them, and you can use them on numerous children. You can sell them. You can gift them. You can use them as cleaning rags after. I mean, they get multiple uses. So that in itself is a huge
saving.
You mean
sell them and gift the ones you've already used?
Oh, yeah. There's a huge market for cloth diapers.
For used cloth diapers?
There's hundreds of Facebook groups. There's buy-sell trades, which we've actually hosted at my store, where people will go and trade diapers. Because what happens is a print will come out, which is another thing I was going to say. Cloth diapers are ridiculously cute compared to disposables.
Yeah.
And people become obsessed with the prints. So basically, they want to collect a certain print. And when that run is done, there's no more.
And people are really into
people
their diapers.
People are crazy. Yeah, they will spend. I mean, I saw a diaper auction for a used cloth diaper. Someone spent $2,200 on a used diaper.
What?
Yes. That was someone in LA, too.
Wow.
Go figure. We're the crazy ones.
I want to start a diaper
company. I know.
Company.
I'm telling you.
Just getting back to the original story, how long did it take for your son to react to heal?
You know, once we started him in the cloth diapers, I would say 2 weeks until I really didn't see any indication. The sores went away and whatnot. And he never once had a diaper rash, no skin issues, nothing. He actually started sleeping through the night when we cloth diapered him. He potty trained a hell of a lot faster than my oldest son, which I hear from everyone who cloth diapers. Their kids potty train way faster because it's like they're peeing in their clothes. There's no sap gel to absorb the urine, and they can actually feel it in the cloth diapers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way to get your kids out of diapers really fast, which I think is great. And, so that was a great benefit.
Was there a big learning curve for you to figure out how to use them? I mean, you ordered more types and styles and brands than most people.
Yeah.
Or you're always a researcher.
Yes,
that's
I
your
am.
Nature.
Yeah, I just stay up all night and don't sleep and research things and get on YouTube and, you know, all of that. And
But to order that many different types just to see them, feel them, touch them.
Exactly. Because I feel like it's important when you're making it's kind of an investment. And when it's something with your child, like – you want to, you know, feel it and make sure it's soft and it's nice and it is what it says it is. especially because everyone's just so used to mainstream disposables, and everyone knows how to put on disposable diaper. Well, most people know.
Yeah.
You know once you have a baby, right?
It's a quick learning curve.
A quick learning curve. So, but yeah, I just got them all and I learned all the different things and that was it.
How was the learning curve for cloth?
I thought it was at first a little overwhelming. It was a little different because there's different materials and you have to prep them and do different things to make sure that you're not ruining them and that they're going to absorb properly. So you want to wash. Prepping is basically washing them before you use them on your baby.
Oh, I see. And you do that usually with clothing anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So there's just a little process to it. But, you have to learn the different snaps. There's rise snaps and there's hip snaps and there's one size diapers and there's size diapers and there's different things, but I feel like with cloth diapering, it's kind of trial and error. So you get them, you learn, you see what works best for you, what works best for your baby. And then you just, once you have the hang of it, you just do it. And it's so easy. And you're kind of like, why doesn't everyone do this? Because it's so easy.
Once you try it. But
exactly.
I guess there's some myths about cloth diapering. Like for one, the assumption is it's going to cost you a lot more money than disposables. And even if if you're listening and you've ordered your first pack of disposable diapers, or if you have a newborn in disposable diapers, you get like 50, 70 diapers in the package. But when they get bigger, you're paying the same amount, but all of a sudden you're getting 30 or 20
less
or 12.
And less.
And they go through them pretty fast. They go through them faster.
Yeah.
So one is about the cost, and we'll get more specific about that shortly. But what are some of the other myths about cloth diapering?
Well, I think that most people are really afraid of poop. And I hear the same thing every day, all day, at least 5 times. What do you do with the poop?
Mm-hmm. And what do you do with the poop?
Yeah. So basically, first I ask them, okay, so your child's in disposables. How many blowouts do you have a week? And every parent knows what a blowout is.
Yeah.
When the poop is up their back.
Yep. You go
everywhere.
Check to see if they did poop, but you stick your finger right in it.
And the thing is with a blowout and a disposable, it never happens at home in the convenience of your house.
That's right.
It's when you're out
in the car seat, in the stroller.
Exactly. And so then I ask them, okay, so you have a couple blowouts a week. Where are you washing the clothes that got the poop all over it? Oh, in the washing machine. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's any different?
Oh, you're saying they're afraid of poop. They don't want to put it in the washer.
Yeah, because they're afraid they're going to have to wash their diapers. What do you do with the poop? So basically, there's diaper sprayers. There's stuff. There's a cool contraption called a spray pal that you can put your diaper in, and you can spray your diaper, and all the poop will go into the toilet. It's like a great shield, so you don't get poop splatter all over your face. There's really easy contraptions that can help,
Before you wash it?
Before you wash it,
so, because you were saying technically you're supposed to, even with a disposable diaper, you're supposed to shake out poop before you throw it away. So here you would do the same thing, shake out poop before you wash it?
Yeah, I advise everyone to always just rinse the diaper, whether you're using a shower head or your sink, if you're okay with that, or get a diaper sprayer, which is like a bidet, basically, that hooks to your toilet, spray it right off. Put your diaper right in the hamper. There's like a pail liner that you can put inside to make it waterproof.
Okay.
So you put your wet diaper in there and that's it. And
so it's a diaper hamper.
It's a diaper hamper. It's a cloth diaper hamper. Yeah.
And then you just wash them.
And then you wash them. Yeah.
Do you wash them with other clothing?
No. I tell people not to.
Okay.
Just because you want it to really agitate well and get super clean. And you don't want them getting hung up on clothes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people will do it with towels. But I recommend just doing it on its own. I feel like they get much cleaner that way.
Do you have to wash them differently? Do you have to use other soaps or disinfectants?
I tell people to use a cloth diaper safe type of soap, which is usually like no brighteners, no whiteners, not strong chemicals. But I do advise people every once in a while to use Tide Original Powder. And do an extra rinse because Tide gets everything out of the diaper. It gets them super clean. I just didn't like the super fragrant scent of the Tide.
Yeah.
But it did get my diapers amazingly clean. So I always use the natural powders and then I would do, a deep cleaning with the Tide. And I basically just tell people do a cold rinse, throw all your diapers in there, put the cycle on a cold rinse with nothing, just your diapers and water, and then do the longest hot cycle you have with your soap. And then do one cold rinse again with nothing to get everything out of the washer, out of the diapers, any remaining soap.
In there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So
you run the machine 3 times?
So you run the machine 3 times.
Per load.
So, but mine had settings where you could do like rinse, wash, rinse. So it was like an hour long cycle.
Okay, so it's like one, it's sort of like one wash.
It's one wash. It's just you do the different cycles. And my diapers were super clean. I never had any, you know, nasty smells with them. Sometimes people will get a little buildup. We call it the barnyard smell.
Mm-hmm.
When your child pees in the diaper, it kind of can activate the ammonia that's like remaining in the cloth diaper. And then you know that you need to strip your diapers, which there's like stripping products that you can get everything out of your diaper and get them all nice and fresh again. So
are they
sometimes
harsh?
No, it's not really harsh. I mean, I do it in the bathtub and with some hot water, and I let them soak in there all day, and the water turns gray. You can't believe what comes out of the diapers. And you shouldn't have to do that, but sometimes areas with really hard water, you know, it makes things kind of stay in the diaper and settle in there, I guess you can say. But there's products to get it out, but not everyone has to do it. So that's I never had to.
You never had to strip your diapers.
No, I never had to strip my diapers. So if you have a good wash routine down, you shouldn't have to.
Is there a number of times that you sort of can wash a diaper and then you have to get rid of it?
I mean, it really depends on the brand, the type of washer, how hot you're washing, the type of soap. I mean, the diapers can delaminate. They have a waterproof material in them called PUL, and that's what kind of contains everything. I've seen that if people dry their diapers on high, I always did on low, or I would hang dry them. People that do it on high, their diapers can delaminate maybe after a year or two. But
so
usually,
you get a lot of uses.
Oh yeah, you should never delaminate. I mean, I know people that are on their same set on their third kid. So, you know, if you take care of them and you listen to really amazing experts like myself, you won't ruin your diapers.
No, but how do you really feel?
Yeah, exactly. Tell us how you really feel. Yeah.
I think that people are concerned about cloth diapers not being as able to contain waste.
Which is a myth.
Yeah. So this, in my series of myths about cloth diapering, how do they, so the disposables have chemicals in them. How do the cloth diapers also contain things, but with no chemicals?
Well, really, it depends on the absorbency of the cloth diaper. Obviously, it has the outside PUL. That's the waterproof material. So it's kind of like back in the day, you think of like the plastic underwear pants. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it's like they're like plastic thick material. So that's the first thing. That's going to hold a lot of
stuff. It's a water barrier.
It's a water barrier.
Plastic
exactly.
Prevents water from coming.
Exactly. So,
but it's
and
on
then,
the outside.
It's on the outside. So that's preventing it from getting on the clothes and on the bed and whatnot. On the inside, depending on the style or the brand, it can be, you know, 12 layers of bamboo, 8 layers of microfiber with a bamboo terry outside lining. I mean, there's so many levels of absorbency depending on the brand or the style. And so basically, I mean, I actually believe that they absorb more than a disposable diaper. You get some bamboo inserts in a pocket diaper or fold up a pre-fold and stick it in there, like you're going to get layers and layers and layers of absorbency. I mean, just imagine like a big washcloth, you know, fold it up and it will absorb all the liquid. I very rarely hear of anyone having leak issues with cloth diapers.
What about fit?
So fit is going to definitely depend on your baby. You know, all babies have different size little bellies and little chubby legs or skinny legs, and some are taller and some are shorter. That's why I tell people there's no right brand or wrong brand for your baby. You have to, it's trial and error. Don't invest all your money right off the bat when you find out that you're pregnant in one brand,
right,
and one style. Buy a couple different styles. I don't even think brand's important, to be honest. I think it's more about styles because everything's better for a certain, you know, size baby. There are really cool leg gussets in the inner lining of the diaper. So around the thighs, there's little gussets that actually hold in everything that can go down by their legs. So tons of brands have brought on the leg gussets, and
gussets.
That is so helpful.
That's
yeah.
a word I don't gussets, think I've ever used
yeah.
before.
And also, if you ever look at a cloth diaper, there's buttons, like lines of buttons down the front and around the hips. And those are called rise snaps and hip snaps. So you can adjust those based off of your baby's size, which is awesome. And they can go, a lot of them, which we call one size diapers, can go from newborn to potty training based off, adjusting the size. Wow. Yeah.
So you just get one set.
Yes.
And you can use it all the way
you
through.
You can use it all the way through. There are size diapers too, based off brands. I'm more of a fan of the one size because I feel like you get, you know, your more of your money's worth. But some people prefer the size diapers. So it's kind of personal preference.
A piece of me is sort of wondering if like the kids have their favorite stuffed animals and it just reminds them of self.
Yeah, exactly.
If they sort of feel comforted somehow in the cloth diapers because it's the same ones that have been with them since infancy.
My son asks, he's going to be 5, and he asks all the time, can I see my cloth diapers?
Oh, really?
He's still like really into it. And he loves looking at pictures of himself in his cloth diapers.
Yeah. Oh, they're cute. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they're so cute.
They are so cute. They're great for pictures, too.
So even if you don't cloth diaper, get a few for the pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back talking about cloth diapers with Renee Kennedy Powers. This episode is sponsored by an innovative product that's made a big difference for parents and babies alike, Dr. Mom Butt Balm. As a parent of 4, I've had my fair share of battles with diaper rash, often resorting to thick, unpleasant pastes. I only recently discovered Dr. Mom Butt Balm, and I was immediately impressed by its pleasant consistency and ease of application. This pediatric-approved skin protectant is free from dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, making it perfect for your baby's sensitive skin. It's designed by a doctor who's also a mom, ensuring your little one gets the gentlest care. A small dab is all it takes to soothe and protect, avoiding the mess and hassle of traditional treatments. With ingredients like dimethicone and petrolatum, Dr. Mom Butt Balm not only soothes, but also restores your baby's delicate skin. Available on Amazon.com and Walmart.com, it's the smart choice for every parent wanting to keep diaper rash at bay. Remember, with Dr. Mom Butt Balm, nothing comes between you and your baby. Not even diaper rash. Welcome back to the Informed Pregnancy Podcast. We're continuing our discussion of cloth diapering with passionate cloth diapering mom, Renee Kennedy Powers. All right. I went to a baby show and I looked at a cloth diaper superstore, basically.
Yes.
And there was so many different categories, forget about brands, categories of cloth diaper that it felt a little overwhelming to me. And I know it's going to be overwhelming to some of our listeners as well. Can you break that down a little bit?
Yeah. So when you say categories, I think you mean different styles.
Styles.
Yeah. So there are many different types. I'll talk about the most mainstream cloth diapers currently. So
that's a funny term, mainstream cloth diapers.
Mainstream. Yeah. It's becoming very mainstream. So the first type, it's called an all-in-one diaper. Basically, the reason why it's called an all-in-one is everything is in the diaper. You don't have to do anything. The absorbency is already sewn in. It's one piece. Most of them are one-size diapers. And literally, you just put it on your baby. Baby goes to the bathroom. You take it off, and you use a new one. So it's a one-time use diaper. There's no way to use it over and over and over.
Well, one-time use.
I mean, one-time use as in that, like, that before it's not washed.
Okay, right.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's one-time use because when I tell you about the next one, you'll understand why I said that.
Okay, got it.
So the one-size option's great. Like I said, everything's already in there. It's very easy. You don't have to do any work. So if you have nannies, grandparents, daycares, it's great because it's ready. You put it on the baby and you go.
Okay.
So that's all-in-one. Then there's an all-in-two option, which they have in sizes and one size. I love this option. It's great for people on the go. It's great for people who don't want to do as much laundry. And basically, it's a diaper cover. So it looks just like other cloth diapers, the outside waterproof cover. And then you have inserts. So they look like, you know, almost like a big menstrual pad, as weird as that sounds. But mm-hmm. It looks like that with snaps on it. Most of them have snaps. And you literally just snap the insert in the diaper. And baby poops, baby pees, you just pull the insert out, unsnap it, throw that in the hamper, and then put in a new one. So you can use the same cover over and over and over. As long as it's not super soiled, you can use the cover all day. You can use it the next day. I mean, really, it just depends on if it gets soiled or not. If it gets a little pee on it, you can wipe it off, you can rinse it out, and you can use it over. So people love those because you don't have to buy a ton of covers. You just buy more inserts, and you just use them over and over. So that's a great option for people that want to have a little bit less. And it's great for people with busy lifestyles. The next style is what I started with, and it's called a pocket diaper. It looks just like an all-in-one. It looks just like an all-in-two. But on the inside, it has an actual pocket. So just so what you would think of when you think of pockets like on your jeans, you put your hand in your pocket. And it's just like that, except for it comes with inserts. Usually they come with two inserts. And you literally just stick the inserts inside the pocket. And that's the absorbency of the diaper. So it's also a one-time use diaper. You can't use it over and over once it's been soiled. It's one of the cheaper options of cloth diapering, usually. And people like it because you can really customize it. If your baby gets sick and needs, you know, they're peeing or having diarrhea, you can put extra absorbency. So you can basically put any inserts you want in the pocket. And you can have two or three or build, you know, with a prefold and bamboo or, you know, whatever. You can kind of customize it to your needs. So that's a pocket diaper. Then there's a fitted diaper.
But you wash the insert and you wash
Yes, you wash the whole diaper.
Okay.
Yeah, so you wash the whole diaper. Then there's a fitted diaper. The fitted diaper looks just like the other diapers, except for it has no waterproof material on it.
Oh.
It's kind of hard to explain when you can't see it, but it looks just like a diaper, and it's all absorbency. So the whole diaper is absorbent. And they are actually usually sized, so they're usually like a small, medium, large option. People always say they're like the heavy wetter diaper. So they're meant for, you know, babies that have super wetting, you know, heavy wetting issues. They're great for at night. People say it's the bulletproof option.
Wait a second. And it sounds backwards because
I know, right?
Without the waterproof option, why would you give that to a heavy wetter?
What it is you're going to put a waterproof cover over it. So, you know, the cover that you used for your all-in-two option that you snapped your inserts into?
Yeah.
Now you can use the same cover and put it over your fitted diaper to conceal it and make it waterproof. It's just so much absorbency in one place.
Okay.
So they hold a lot.
They're really thick?
Yes, they're thicker. Yeah, I mean, they look pretty thick compared to other diapers, I would say, depending on the brand. But people love them, and they contain mess very well.
I don't understand the benefit of not having the waterproofing on it. Like, why is there a benefit to putting a cover over it?
Well, just because it wouldn't be waterproof otherwise. So it's, I mean, some fitted diapers, depending on what they're made from, can be worn without a cover. It kind of depends on the brand.
Because they're so absorbent. The stuff doesn't
exactly.
get that far.
Yeah, and some of them have a fabric in them called WindPro, which makes it waterproof.
Okay.
Some don't. So it kind of depends on the brand. People just love them because they're like a more modern pre-fold diaper, I guess you would say, which we're going to talk about next. But fitted diapers are just, I mean, they're super easy to use. It sounds more confusing because you have the extra step of putting the cover over it. But it is a really great option for heavy wetters and people that might be having any leak issues with other style diapers. I seem to hear the least amount of any type of complaints with fitted diapers.
Okay. So it may not be a starting diaper.
Yeah, it may not be a starting diaper because it has a little bit more work. I would probably start with the other options first. And then there's the old school pre-folds, which looks like a big square.
Uh-huh.
And it's got the tri-fold in them. And basically, you know, there's a couple different folds that are really popular, which I can't really explain talking. I'd have to show everyone, but that's why they should come visit me because then I can teach them how to do it.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, or we can get on Skype or something.
Do you do consults over Skype?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So you can tri-fold it. There's different type of like angel wings and different ways to put the pre-fold diaper on your baby. And there's also little cool contraptions called snappies and boingos. And they're like these little, they're almost like little fasteners that have teeth on them. And that sounds scary, but that doesn't get your baby. And you put it on the prefold, and that's what holds the prefold diaper onto your baby. Once it's attached, you basically put the same waterproof cover that you would use for those other diapers over the prefold to make it waterproof. So, you know, prefolds is the cheapest option for cloth diapering. And so if you don't have a huge budget, you can basically, I mean, I think you could probably cloth diaper your baby for $100.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it's pretty awesome. But pre-folds are size. So they have, like, the ones I sell at my store are newborn, infant, regular, and then toddler. So, you know, the bigger sizes are usually for kids with disabilities, or we use them for burp cloths or change pads. And, I mean, you get so many uses out of them. But pre-folds are a really great option for someone who wants to be, you know, chemical-free, a little bit more green, save some money, and then have that really cute cover, you know, cover on their baby. So those are the main styles. Those are what I sell the most of at my store. Those are what you'll see online the most.
Is one style lead in sales over other styles or more popular?
No, not, you know, it kind of goes in trends in different months. Like right now we're selling a ton of pocket diapers. But, you know, it's different all the time. And I think it also has to do too brand specific when they come out with a cool print.
Uh-huh.
You know, because everyone wants that print. Right now, there's a Care Bear diaper that a company called Rumperoos just came out with for the 35th anniversary of Care Bears. And they do a pocket diaper and a cover. And so that's been, you know, pretty popular right now. And then next month, it will be something else. It could be an all-in-two from a different brand. So, you know, and then like Lulu do, they released a really cute cactus diaper a few months ago. And everyone wanted the cactus diaper. And that was an all-in-one. So, you know, it kind of just depends on...
So the brands also make the various styles?
Yes. Yeah. So some brands just, just make one style usually, but a lot of them like Lulu do or Rumperoos, they have other styles also. So it's kind of based off the brand, what they decide to make. Some specialize in some and some have a couple different ones.
When someone's trying to figure out which cloth diapers to start with or to use, aside from style, which you really explained very well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot clearer that way.
Because
when you just hear the terms all-in-one, all-in-two, pocket fitted, pre-fold, it's confusing. But now it makes more sense. Are the different diapers made out of different materials?
Yes.
Does that vary by brand or does that vary by style?
Both? It kind of varies on both. There are natural fibers and there's synthetic fibers. So you'll hear like bamboo, charcoal bamboo, hemp diapers, organic cotton. Then you'll hear, you know, micro terry fleece. I mean, you'll hear the different type of fabric you can imagine. You'll also hear, you know, microfiber and just basic cotton. And I mean, there's so many different materials. People will come in and they'll specifically ask for natural fibers. So then obviously we go to bamboo or hemp or, you know, that kind of blend. Or people don't really care and they just want to be cloth diapering and they'll be fine with microfiber.
Are there other benefits to one over the other?
You know, I used both and I thought they were both great. I did feel bamboo absorbed a little bit more than anything else I used, but that could just be me just feeling like I loved bamboo. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But people, I do sell a lot of bamboo. I think with the natural fibers, I tell people you have to prep them. So basically, when a natural fiber is processed, it has like a natural oil in it. And so you want to prep them. You want to get all the oils out of the diaper so it doesn't repel.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell everyone you want to wash it at least 5 times and dry it before you put it on your baby. So get the full absorbency. And I also tell them not to wash their synthetic fibers for the first time with the natural fibers because that natural oil will go to the synthetic fiber and you might see that they don't absorb like they should. And, you know, basically the synthetic fibers you can wash one time, put them on your baby, you're good to go. Once you wash your synthetic or your natural fibers the 5 times or 10 times or whatever you choose to do, you can wash everything together. So it's just the initial time. I like to really get all the oils and all the stuff out of the natural fibers.
Is there a difference in cost and is there a difference in durability between the natural and the synthetic?
No, you know, I haven't seen really much. The cost, I felt like when I first started cloth diapering, the natural fibers were a little bit more. I think that brands are really starting to get with it and trying to be, you know, comparable to other brands and other options. And the prices are pretty much balancing out. You can find diapers ridiculously cheap overseas, but they are not tested in America. I actually don't sell anything that doesn't have a certificate of compliancy here.
Who tests them?
It's a compliancy agency. I don't actually even know the name. I have all the certificates to all the different brands that I carry, but you want to know that it's tested here. You want to know there's no lead. You want to know there's no chemicals that they're lying about and, you know, not slapping on there for super cheap and mass producing them. And also, you know, really, if you're buying a diaper for $2 or $3, how was it ethically made? How was anybody paid, you know, to create a diaper that's so cheap? Mm-hmm. So for me, I don't recommend people just going online and just buying the cheapest thing that they can find. Because what I've seen is they are usually horrible quality. They delaminate and fall apart. And it's, you just don't know where they're coming from. So you want to do a little bit of research or go somewhere that, you know, offers cloth diapers and can really help you make the decision of what's going to work best for you and what style will work good with your lifestyle and laundry and all of that.
Are there hybrids of cloth with disposable components?
There is. So there's like a company called G Diapers, and they have a disposable insert that you can throw away. So it's basically like a liner that almost looks kind of like a disposable on the inside, and then you can throw it away. Same with Grovia Diapers. They have a bio liner that has a disposable option. So if people are traveling, sometimes that's a great option for them because they're already cloth diapering, but they don't want to bring everything with them. And they want to just dispose of it instead of finding a washing machine to wash, you know, all the parts.
Is that like a two-in-one where the...
It's kind of like an all-in-two, I would say. Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see?
Where the piece that you would normally wash, you could just toss a new fresh one in there.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's also, I sell at my store some bamboo liners. They're very thin. They're almost like a cloth diaper, or like a cloth diaper insert, but it's like... It's very thin. It looks like toilet paper or like a paper towel.
Oh, wow. That's really thin.
And yeah, it's really thin. And you literally just lay this little sheet right on top of the insert against your baby's skin.
Okay.
So baby poops and you literally just take this little bamboo liner and you can flush it.
Oh, you flush it.
Yeah. So if you're on the go and you don't want poop in your wet bag, which we'll talk about wet bags, it's great. So you don't have to deal with the poop. You can just take it out, flush it. So that's, you know, a disposable bamboo liner. Those have become really popular.
That can go with...
Yep.
Any diaper.
It can go with any option. Yeah. And so it's great. Some people use them for every change. They don't care. They just like, I don't want to deal with the poop. And if they can afford it, I mean, they're only like $10 a roll. They're not that much. And you get like 100 or more. But they're great. So you can just flush them and go on with your day. A wet bag is something I mentioned. That's a bag that is a completely waterproof bag. So you can put all your stinky diapers when you're out on the go in there. And no one will smell it. It won't come out. It won't escape. And it confines everything. And then when you get home, you can throw it all into your pail and then wash it. So wash it all together. Wash your wet bag.
Oh, I was wondering what you do on the road.
Yeah. So you use a wet bag, and which is great because your wet bag you can also use for dirty clothes, yoga, the gym, the beach, for swimsuits. I mean, there's many uses for the wet bags. So it's a great option. I think every parent should have a wet bag, even if they don't cloth diaper, because we all know how many dirty accidents we have all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I need one for myself, actually. How many times do you spill coffee in your car on your way to work? Throw your thing in your wet bag and there you go.
Well, that's why I had kids, because it's a lot less embarrassing to have a dirty shirt when you have a young child.
I'm telling, because then you can blame it on them.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and then another great thing that I wanted to mention about the cloth diapers is a lot of those waterproof covers that you're already using on the day-to-day, you can use as a swim diaper. So you literally don't put an insert in it, and you just put it on your baby, and it's really a swim diaper is just to catch poop, not pee. Obviously, even the disposables, the pee goes out.
Yeah, and even adults pee in the pool.
Yeah, I was going to say, who doesn't pee in the pool? Yeah. Not me, but, you know, I'm a perfect angel. But you can use it as a swim diaper. So that saves you, you know, some money just in that. And, you know, people love the cute little prints and whatnot, and so you get an extra use out of it.
There are services, too.
Yes, there are services.
Tell me more about the services.
So there's services here in L.A. that service – I mean, there's services all over the country, but I specifically send my customers to one here in L.A. called Luludu. They have an organic diaper service. They use organic products, organic soaps, no chemicals. It's a great service. And what they do is they bring you all of your diapers. They bring them to your house, deliver them to your front door. And you use them, put them back in the pail, and then you leave them outside a week later. and they leave you a fresh stash, and they take your old ones, they take them back, disinfect them, wash them. And so you don't really have to do any of the dirty work.
Literally. But
yeah.
Is it your diapers?
They're
that you
not
get
your
back?
Diapers. No. So okay. It's kind of community diapers. But if you saw the machines that they use, you wouldn't be worried about it. I mean, it's like so high tech, and like they get so hot. I mean, nothing could survive in those mm-hmm. in those washers. And you do use your own covers.
Okay.
So you purchase your own covers, just the outside, and then they do all the absorbency and the work.
Literally. So, so you wash your covers at home?
Yeah, so you can wash. Yeah, you wash your covers at home. They do have other options, though. They offer like all-in-one service. They offer fitted service. So then, you know, they can take your diapers and wash them to, you know, the all-in-ones. And so they do much more than just the pre-folds. So it's good to find a service that has the really customizable plans, because you might not want to do pre-folds. You might want to try the all-in-ones or the fitteds or other options. So Luludoo's really customized the cloth diaper delivery service. I mean, they're really up with the technology and making all the babies happy.
When you're getting ready, you've made the plunge, you're going to do cloth diapering, what do you need to get started?
You know, very minimal. I tell everyone, you need to have, depending on how much you want to wash or don't want to wash. I washed every 3 days, and I literally had 25 washes, or 25 changes, I mean, sorry, not washes, 25 changes. So depending on the style that you're using, obviously if you're using all-in-ones, which is a one-time use diaper, you need at least 25.
Right.
Because, you know, you're going
to
use...
You have to wash the whole
thing. Yeah,
you've
got to wash
time.
The whole thing. But if you're going to use all-in-twos, you need more inserts, less covers. So it depends on the style. And at the beginning, with any baby, you're using more diapers. And then as they grow, you're using less and less. That's kind of like what you were saying. As they get bigger and the diapers cost the same, but you get less diapers.
Yeah,
it's because
right.
they're not using as many.
And they don't fit in the package.
And they don't... Yeah, exactly. So I noticed that... At the beginning, you know, it's a little overwhelming because you're using so many and it seems like you need so much and you're doing more laundry. But as time goes on, it just gets easier and easier and less. And also what becomes amazing is their poop changes. So it goes from mushy breast, you know, breast milk poop or just regular poop that you can rinse off to, you know, mushy poop that you're going to use. You're going to probably want to use a diaper sprayer or some kind of shower head or something to clean them off. Then all of a sudden their poop becomes hard, which is amazing because you can literally just dump it in the toilet. There's nothing on the diaper and then put it in the hamper.
Yeah.
So it gets easier as they grow.
That's why I'm so grateful to our little multi-poo.
Right.
Because it's always like very easy cleanup.
Exactly. So yeah, little tiny poops. Yeah, so as they grow, it just becomes easier. So it's really just the initial, you know, getting it down, trial and error, finding out which diapers you're always grabbing towards, because you'll know which ones are your favorite. You'll know what works the best for your baby. And that's why I tell everyone, there's no better brand. There's no better style. You have to try the different options first before you invest in all, you know, invest all your money in one style. And just because your friend loves one brand doesn't mean that's what you should invest in, because it might not work for your baby.
Well, this has been really helpful.
Yay, I'm glad. That was the point.
Yeah, I mean, I learned so much on these podcasts, and I learned a lot today about the different, first of all, the pros and cons of using cloth diapers versus disposable diapers,
yeah.
But then also all the different choices. Like I said at the beginning, it can be overwhelming, just the terminology and the choices to pick from. But I think that the take-home message is that you just start with one and see how it works for you.
Yeah, try. I tell everyone, people come in all the time and I'm like, buy one or two, take it home, put it on for a few hours. I mean, not on you, but
yeah,
put it on your baby and, you know, see how it goes.
Are there adult cloth diapers?
There are.
Really?
There are adult cloth diapers and we get calls for them, very weird calls.
Really?
That we won't discuss on this podcast, but that might go on another one another day.
Okay.
But there are adult, especially for like nursing homes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And, you know, special needs, children and or just special needs people in general. It is a great option, you know, for that. I don't know if I would want to wash, you know, adult diapers, but there's someone out there that will.
Right. It seems like a lot more work than the kitty diapers.
Yeah, I think so. But with amazing services out there, you know, they'll do the dirty work, like I said. So, you know, if you ever need that option.
It exists.
It exists. Yeah.
Renee, thanks for sharing so much great information.
Yeah, thanks for having
and,
me.
And also your passion. I kind of love when these stories come out of necessity and then become a passion that you help other people with. Where can we find you online?
You can find me at www.earthbabyboutique.com. You can also find me on Instagram under Earth Baby Boutique, Twitter Earth Baby Boutique, and Facebook Earth Baby Boutique.
You're very active on social media.
I am very active, and you'll see my face everywhere.
Yeah. And so do you ship cloth everywhere?
Yes, we ship. We actually just started shipping for free. We got to keep up with that darn Amazon.
I've not heard of that.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't. Yeah. So it's really hard for retailers nowadays to stay afloat with all the Amazon and the online shops and whatnot. And, you know, we have such high overhead. We got to try to be competitive and keep our doors open. But we're definitely offering a service that you don't get online.
Because in addition to, even if people don't live here, you said you can Skype with them.
Yeah, I do Skypes. And I also travel. So I don't know if you do follow me, you'll see I'm in different states here and there. And I go and visit small businesses and do little reviews on them. But I also try to meet up with people and teach them cloth diapering and do workshops and whatnot.
Sounds great. I think we need to have you on our other program on YouTube.
That would be fun.
The Real Midwives, so you can demonstrate.
Yeah, because I think it would be great to do it live, like, you know, where people can see what I'm talking about.
Seeing is believing.
Yes.
I can visualize most of the things you talked about, but
yes, that's the thing. I think if you see it in person, it makes it so much easier to understand my passion.
Well, we'll definitely have you back.
Yay, I love that.
Thanks for being here and at home. Thanks for listening to the Informed Pregnancy Podcast.
Yes, thank you.
If you like our program, please share us with your friends, rate us, and leave a comment in your podcast app. And be sure to visit us online for lots more pregnancy and parenting media at informedpregnancy.com.
I got a whole lot of questions for you. This kid's gonna test my will. I got a lot to learn and my baby's due.
This episode is sponsored by an innovative product that's made a big difference for parents and babies alike. Dr. Mom Butt Balm. As a parent of four, I've had my fair share of battles with diaper rash, often resorting to thick, unpleasant pastes. I only recently discovered Dr. Mom Butt Balm, and I was immediately impressed by its pleasant consistency and ease of application. This pediatric-approved skin protectant is free from dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, making it perfect for your baby's sensitive skin. It's designed by a doctor who's also a mom, ensuring your little one gets the gentlest care. A small dab is all it takes to soothe and protect, avoiding the mess and hassle of traditional treatments. With ingredients like dimethicone and petrolatum, Dr. Mom Butt Balm not only soothes, but also restores your baby's delicate skin. Available on Amazon.com and Walmart.com, it's the smart choice for every parent wanting to keep diaper rash at bay. Remember, with Dr. Mom Butt Balm, nothing comes between you and your baby, not even diaper rash.